My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away. Hello people and welcome to the People Building Podcast. For those of you who are watching the YouTube version of this podcast, you can probably guess what I've been doing today, judging by my attire. Today's show is all about finding power in the ordinary. So let me tell you what I mean about that. I've kind of alluded to this in previous shows, I feel, where I have said things like find value in the small things perhaps, or finding simple things to be appealing and happiness generating. Because when we do that, it helps us to achieve it much more quickly and much more easily. Here is something I've probably said to you before. I'm going to quote myself here, although I probably stole the quote from someone else, let's be perfectly honest. Lower your expectations of a good day. If you can reduce what you expect a good day to be, what the criteria is of a good day, in order for you to feel that sense of goodness fulfilled in your system. If you can reduce that criteria and shrink it and make it smaller, it makes it much easier for you to achieve it. So let me give you an example. If you were to say, right, in order for me to have a good day, I need to wake up on time, get ready for work without any hitches or interruptions that cause me to be late. I need to get everything done on my to-do list and feel like I have completed all of my work for the day, and I need to eat a healthy meal and get to bed on time and have a really decent night's sleep. There is my definition of a good day. It's also worth thinking, well, in reality, how likely is it that that's going to happen? Now, if that's possible for you, then you go right ahead. But I know for me, in the context of the way that my life is structured, the likelihood of me being able to fulfill all of those things to that level is kind of slim to none. So for me to have a good day, I need to reduce my level of expectation of, you know, what I can achieve and maybe to some extent what life is going to offer me. If you can find good in seeing a butterfly that day, you know, if that can kind of tick a good psychological box for you and say, you know what, today's been a good day, I saw a butterfly. If you can feel a sense of fascination and wonder in the dog that comes to greet you when you're walking through the park, who isn't your dog, but is acting like you guys have been friends for years, like if that can give you a sense of loveliness inside, and you can use that as your criteria for good day for the rest of that day, suddenly achieving a good day is so much more easy. Now, alongside that, the real purpose of this podcast today is to talk about the ordinary. So not just having good days, but actually the value in the ordinary. Sometimes in the work that I do as an NLP practitioner, as someone who is working in the world of personal development, I find that there is this sense of obligation, that there is a expectation of absolute committed positivity for as much of your life as you can possibly subscribe to that level of positivity. And I think it's kind of a big ask. I think that to have an expectation of complete positivity in all given situations is unrealistic, and I sound well negative, don't I? I think it is unrealistic, and I think it can actually have a detrimental effect. It's almost like you put too much pressure on yourself. I put too much pressure on myself to be able to achieve that level and that sort of consistent form of positivity. And I would like to suggest to you that having just normal, mundane, boring, ordinary stuff is actually all right. It's pretty good, in fact. I was talking to a client about this the other day. This is someone who experiences high levels of anxiety. I mean, really high levels of anxiety, such that it is not only affecting their psychological state, but it's having a very strong physiological impact on them, and it is now causing their health to be at risk. All right, so this is like a big one. And in the past, I may have been inclined to suggest that in stressful situations, he should be aiming for confidence, he should be aiming for happiness, he should be aiming for peace. And these are all beautiful, big, abstract ideas and sensations. And to go from where he was to where I may have in the past suggested he should be is a huge jump. And actually, to get out of anxiety, like crippling fear, would it be okay to just be a bit bored? I mean, if you are used to, if you've become accustomed to crippling fear, boredom's probably quite a nice option. It's a relatively safe option. And it isn't as good as, you know, beaming confidence, obviously. Maybe we could get to that later. But if we don't, perhaps it doesn't matter. Because being in a neutral state, maybe even a mildly negative to neutral state, is significantly better than feeling absolute total crap. But it's also gives us the message that movement is possible, that change is possible on this basis. If we can get from crippling fear to boredom, change is possible, and that's a good thing. And it perhaps gives us that sense of light and shade that sometimes we need in life, to give us that contrast between what really is worth our beaming confidence and true happiness versus just being a bit bored, to be quite honest. And I believe on this basis, there is huge power in the ordinary. The ordinary, mundane, dull stuff that life has to offer us. Those states of where really we could be in one of those particularly high, bright, or particularly dull, dark states instead. To be able to experience the in between greyish area means that we get perspective on the beautiful, bright, wonderful stuff and can appreciate it so much more when we experience it. But it means as well that we've come a significant way, a long way, from the dark, uncomfortable things that we don't really want to be experiencing. My challenge to you for the next few weeks is for you to show gratitude and appreciation and a sense of comfortable acceptance of the boring, mundane dullness that life has to offer you. Because in those moments, we can, in all of its beauty, take a moment to be really mindful and present in that state. To take a moment, perhaps, to just organize some boring thoughts and know that we've got that done off of our to-do list. Enjoy the ordinary, make the most of it, and appreciate those moments when they're there. But for now, that is everything I wanted to share with you for today. If you are not already subscribed to our YouTube channel, then make sure you do so by clicking that red subscribe button and give this video a thumbs up, because that's some jolly good wisdom I've shared with you there, to be perfectly honest. Make sure that if you are listening via a podcasting platform such as iTunes, that you subscribe to the show so that you get notified the next time I release a new one into the wild world. But for now, thank you so much for watching and listening, and go forth and enjoy the ordinary boringness that life has to offer you. Bye.